Q94, it's your Mountain of Rock. I'm Gary Lee, and this hour is brought to you by, of course, our friends at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, and you're going to find them in West Plains right off Worley Drive. We're continuing our preview of high school football, local teams, and we're headed down to Oregon County, Bobcat Country, to talk with head coach of the Thayer Bobcats, Briar Hancock. Hey, man, how we doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
Fantastic. Well, how'd your summer go and, you know, your summer camps and team camps? How'd that all go in Bobcat Country?
It went pretty well. You know, we had great attendance in the weight room, great attendance, you know, in all of our summer things. We went to a few team camps here or there, and, you know, we improved every single time we went to those. So, you know, I'm excited and I'm hopeful for these guys to have a successful season.
Oh, yeah, man. Did you get some more of those basketball players out there on the football field?
Yeah, you know, we were fortunate to get Devin Harrington, who, you know, was a big man down for, you know, for basketball. And, you know, he's playing quarterback for us and has done a really good job in that role and playing linebacker on defense. And, again, you know, just being that, you know, quarterback on offense who leads the team and then being the quarterback on defense as well who gets those guys motivated, you know, helps us on the field just being that additional coach.
So, oh, yeah.
You know, it's great to have him as an addition.
You got to love that size, too.
Yeah, you know, just being long, athletic, you know, quick. Mm-hmm. You know, he's kind of one of those guys that you wouldn't think being overly fast, just look at him. But, you know, he can break away and you know, run away from you.
You know, last year you guys were really young, and there's good in that. And then, of course, you know, there's the side of inexperience that usually gets exposed. But a lot of experience was gained by a lot of your young Bobcats that now you're going to really look to step up and move forward, aren't you?
Yeah, for sure. You know, we had some growing pains, like you said, last year, just being so young. And we're young again. You know, we have three seniors, and I believe we have four juniors. So, you know, a big sophomore class, another big freshman class. We you know, trust those guys to step up and play varsity, you know, at a varsity level. You know, you saw some of those freshmen out here last year, now sophomores, you know, have to step up for us and did a really good job for us. You know, they're going to have a varsity role for us this year again. So, you know, that inexperience last year and those growing pains hopefully, you know, pays out this year.
You know, I mean, there's such a huge difference to, you know, 1 year in the weight room to, you know, really no time in the weight room and kind of refining the diet and the work ethic and the conditioning. It's just leaps and bounds, isn't it, from 1 year to the next?
Yes, for sure. You know, and that's, you know, us as coaches, we were talking the other day about, you know, how big this guy got over the summer, you know, whatever. And, you know, just seeing that growth of those young guys is it's a big deal from that freshman year to sophomore year. So, you know, I'm excited about that. And then again, you know, just in the playing experience too, those guys didn't know what to expect at a varsity level last year. And kind of were thrown into the fire. And, you know, we expect them to play at that level. And now they know what the expectation is on Friday nights. And, you know, we're just excited for those guys and excited for this group.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a huge difference. It's a huge step, you know, when you go from, you know, say junior high and now all of a sudden – we need you to play varsity football.
Yeah, playing 18-year-old, you know, guys, you know, and that's a big deal, you know, being that 14-year-old freshman just not being able to play JV because we just don't have the numbers and, you know, just how, you know, how that goes in a small school. And, you know, we expect them to be ready for Friday nights and, you know, you're going to have those, you know, young player mistakes here and there. And, you know, that's kind of what we ran into last year.
Yeah, but, you know, the thing, too, I mean, you know, they never quit. They never laid down on you. They kept plugging right away. And, you know, the thing about it, as we've seen improvements, of course you got hit with some injuries, too, but you know, we got to see improvements each week. And as a coach, going in, knowing you're, you know, you've got a young group, I mean, you want to see that each week. You know, improvements, strides made, technique gets a little bit better. You know, the quickness coming off the snap is a little bit better because, you know, you can talk to your probably purple in the face to kids about that. They don't get it until they're out there in the middle of it.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And, you know, and again, it's kind of like what we always say, you know, we can beat a dead horse, but until you have that self-accountability and, you know, accountability for your teammates to get ready for those Friday night games, you know, or games where it gets tough. You know, who you're going to be when, you know, the game is tough. And, you know, these guys are a tight-knit bunch. And, you know, they don't look at senior freshmen or whatever that is. You know, we just try to prepare to win every single day. And that's what I love the most about this bunch.
Well, Friday night is the opener and week one. So who's your opponent? Who you got this week?
We open up with St. Vincent, who's a quality ball club. You know, they're going to be spread no huddle and like to be up-tempo on offense and defense, just long and athletic kids. And, you know, that would be a tough task week one, but, you know, I wouldn't want it any other way because, you know, as much as I know in the SEA, you're going to be, you know, dealt with tough tasks every single week.
Yeah, and I think the SEA is going to be, you know, a skosh better. I think, you know, we're going to see you've got experience now, and, you know, Kabul, I think, is a team that people better not sleep on. You know, Ava was really young last year and, you know, hit with the injury bug. They're healthy. They've got the experience. You know, Mountain Grove is always going to be competitive. You know, Houston's kind of been on the uptick. Liberty has got a lot coming back. I mean, it's going to be a pretty tough conference, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And you know, it always is. You know, that's what's so great about us being a Class 1 football team and getting to be in the SCAs, playing those teams that, you know, if you don't prepare right, you can lose really, really quick in that game. So and make it really out of hand. So, you know, these kids understand the competition level of the SCA. And, you know, it helps us, you know, exponentially when we get to districts and, and all that stuff. So,
yeah.
You know, and the goal for all, you know, always is just to win each week. So, you know, I'm excited about this group. And again, I'm excited about, you know, being here at Thayer and working with these guys.
Right on. Hey, we appreciate you spending the time with us to give us this Thayer Bobcat football preview on the Mountain of Rock Q94. And we'll be talking with you on Friday mornings from time to time during the coaches show. Coach Hancock, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for your coverage.